This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of the BCP Shameless Promo, brought to you our sponsor, well, IWA. Check them out in Nutley, New Jersey. It's going to be April 22nd. Guys, get your tickets now. IWA, it's going to have an amazing show. They present Mayhem, featuring the Vicious One. She's the women's champion over at IWA. She's a champion everywhere she goes. She's going to be fighting on the same show as this guy, taking on the Renegade Twins, but I digress because I'm supposed to be impartial here. Don't want to bury the lead, guys. Please welcome to the show. He is the youngest ever Warriors of Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion on record saying that. He is a former tag team champion over at Warriors of Wrestling. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Roger Mendez. Roger, welcome to an applause track. How are you, bro?
What's going on, man? How are you? Rob Williams. Robert.
I'm here, man. I'm happy to be talking to you, man. I'm a little under the weather, man, but I was like, I'm not going to miss this interview with Roger because let's be real, man. You're the guy, like I said, former youngest world heavyweight champion at Warriors. Yes, we'll talk about that in a little bit, man. As a journalist over here, don't want to bury the lead, my friend. Got to talk about this, man. We saw you having that opportunity against, well, our two-time independent male wrestler of the year, Darius Carter. That's right, undefeated in that category. A guy, four-time world heavyweight champion over at Warriors. You had that opportunity, and out of nowhere, someone you know very well, maybe someone you considered a brother at one point, Max Bain, you know, he sets his table. What is it? Fork on the left, knife in the back, man. And he got you, bro. Like, just psychoanalyzing the situation, man. What was that moment like for you being stabbed in the back and having that moment taken away from you?
In the moment, it hurt. It hurt a lot just based off the fact that I haven't been in the world title scene for a little over a year at that point. I think the last time I was in it was the 14-year anniversary in the triple threat main with Carter and Ace. And after being the tag team and just the two of us dominating that division, setting the bar high, I thought it was the perfect time for not only me to go for the world heavyweight title, but for him to go for the Olympics title, right?
Yes.
I spoke about it. Like both of us would be on top of the mountain and in a way be tag champs again, if you see that. You know what I mean? We both would have gold again. And it was time to branch out. And stabbed in the back definitely hurts a lot. Yeah. And it's only for the fact that it's like, that's for the world heavyweight title. Everything was on the line. You know what I mean? A championship that it's like, that was my first ever title. And it's in my heart. Like, I love that title.
Wow.
And I scratched, I clawed, and I wholeheartedly felt like I deserved a shot at that title, and everything was going perfect. I had him beat. I know Carter's tricks oh so well. I knew Abdul was going to get involved.
Of course.
I know he's dirty.
Of course.
You know what I mean? For all the technical wrestling ability in the world that he has, he's equally technically dirty. So I knew it was all coming down. And I guess one variable I left out of the equation was Max. And yeah, that was it, man.
It's wild, man, and I do want to talk about, I guess we'll call it your change of attitude in a little bit, man, but I don't want to bury the lead here. Guys, we got to talk about the show, of course, Warriors of Wrestling. It's going to be this Saturday, April 15th, I believe it, and it's going to be, Staten Island, New York, not too far from here. It's going to be amazing. Hostile Takeover, guys, get your tickets now as Warriors returns back to Staten Island, I think over at Fun Station, correct me if I'm wrong, and let's talk about it, man. Let's get into it right now. Maybe not as big of a match in terms of, you know, resume and accolades, but this one's personal. I believe you're taking on Max Bain at this one. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, one-on-one, me and Maxie.
Has that ever happened before?
No, I don't think so, but it's going to be a one and done. I mean, I know you mentioned that not as a high profile match, but I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's just because of the history between us and the story and the betrayal. I think it's the hottest thing right now, Warriors of Wrestling. And when it comes to Hostile Takeover, I'm going to say it right now, it's the hottest thing going into that show. It is the hottest thing. And it is bigger than the world title. It's bigger than Homicide coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's personal, man. And, you know, this is a question I always ask.
Personal.
Yeah. I'll ask you this right now, man. As a performer who's up and coming in this business, you know, one of the bigger names up and coming here on the Northeast, man, I've seen you, man. I've been calling your matches, what, better part of 6 months now, man. And I've just seen how much you've grown and changed, man. It's amazing to see. But I'll ask you this one now. I always ask this. Is it more important for you to have, like, the gold collected? We see a lot of those, you know, TJ, like the Thanos is, right? They collect the gold and all that stuff. Or is it more about the long-term storytelling for you or a mix of both?
I'd say it's a mix of both. And that's because I'm an athlete. You know, I wrestled in high school, so, you know, championships and accolades, like, that's important to me. Got to chase that. But you got to chase the good ones, the good ones, the prestigious ones, the ones that hold actual weight. You know what I mean? As far as this match with Max, like I said, it's personal, and I'm going to whoop his ass. And from what I said in a promo that I got uploaded today, I'm going to send him to the midcard.
Wow.
I am Max Bane. I'm sending you to the midcard. I'm telling you right now. Because you don't have the insurance policy. You don't have the security blanket to fold back. The cause for, I felt, a better part of a couple months was led by me. And then, yes, I will admit, Max Bane stepped up. And we were equals. We were tag team champions right there. But you failed to see the bigger picture. You failed to see what we could do as a unit, dominate both of the divisions, dominate the entire company. And yet you think that it is your time to go solo. Okay, go to the mid card and see how well you swim in the deep end.
Wow.
That's exactly what's going to happen. I know. But even then, right now, again, I am carrying Max Bane because this is the hottest thing going into Hostile Takeover because my name is attached to it. So, Max, you're welcome for the spotlight. But after the 15th, it's done. You know, maybe you and the rest of the Jibronis could go play around or something, but I have all the intention in the world to get back to that world title scene.
Yes, and I'm at all times contractually obligated to say that Vicious Vicky is the hottest thing headed into Hostile Takeover. I'm contractually obligated. That being said, I am very excited for your match.
Yeah, it's a doghouse.
Yeah, that's it. Or I'm on the couch. Exactly. You know the deal. I got to ask you this one. All joking aside, I don't want to spend too much more time on this topic, but I like to dive deep into these things because I feel like, you know, it's a common tale. I'm sure part of you may have even felt this coming, you know. You're with someone. You have that chemistry. You've won championships together. You guys have amazing tandem offense, amazing chemistry. You kind of changed your attitude. We'll talk about that in a little bit because I really want to dig into that. But did any, you know, it's very wrestling. Like, oh, we're partners. Someone turns on each other. They cost you an opportunity. Not an uncommon tale. I'm sure somewhere in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, you know, this could happen down the line. But was there anything, like, from interacting from Max, were there any seeds or signs that, like, hey, like, something was, you know, off between you two, maybe in the ring or outside of the ring, something that made you think like, hey, we're on different terms. Maybe he's jealous. Like, what do you think is going through his mind? Was there anything you felt in your gut?
Looking back at it, I think the one thing that maybe could have been a sign was back in New Beginnings in January when I saved Facade from, you know, the forces of evil, Ocasio and the Collective. I ran into a 3-on-1 situation, right? It could have gone south, but, you know, yeah. I took care of Ocasio.
I remember.
Facade was down, so if you're thinking that it would have been 2-on-2, Facade got his ass whooped, so he's on the floor. It's still 2-on-1 against the Collective, which at the time was, like, the hottest duo, or, like, the most brutal duo. And, you know, there was no Max Bane in sight in January, you know what I mean?
True. Okay.
So I think about that, and then there was one conversation where he was like uncertain about New Breed because I had the world title match and he was like, well, what am I going to do? And I'm like, why are you even worried about that? Why are you even worried? You know what I mean? Like, you know,
jealousy.
How you are. You know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, in this business, things happen like that. I'm not dumb to it. If anything, this is a valuable learning experience at this point for me.
Yeah, man. And of course, you know, good luck in this match. I'll be totally impartial, calling it down the middle, but you know, I'll take a lot from this interview, man, and I have a lot to say about it. I want to talk, you know, we'll get away from that, guys, again. Hostile Takeover is going to be this Saturday. Staten Island over at Fun Station. Get your tickets now. It's a great card. And we're going to see Roger Mendez obviously take on his former partner, Max Bane. We'll see how that plays out. Shameless promo. Roger, I want to talk to you about this, man. I've been watching you, man. And you know, and I outright apologize to you, man. I called a lot of your matches, man.
Oh my God, you tore me a new one. Look at this guy. There's no bigger fan than Roger Mendez. Look at him. Showboating. Look at him. He could have pinned him. One, two, kick out. Maybe if Roger wasn't too busy showboating.
And you know what, Roger? I'll call it down the middle, man. I'll be the first person to admit when I'm wrong. I'll say this. I watched a lot of your matches. First of all, hell of an athlete. Great look. Great job in the ring. And I personally felt, and maybe, you know what, and maybe I should have been more impartial. Maybe I should on the call. But calling your matches, man, I'm like, this guy, every time he hit a big move, pose for the camera. I mean, it was a different Roger Mendez than we have now, man. I like the change a lot, man. I want to say I'm behind you, but I'll be impartial here on this one. But just in terms of morality and things of that nature. But you went from this, I'm just going to say it, this cocky heel to, you know, some underhanded tactics to every time you hit a big move, a little pose, you know, working the cameras. Good job out of you. But, you know, wait a little too long before those pinfalls. I'm like, I don't know. I've never seen someone so proud of their handiwork. Maybe Darius Carter. But that being said, man, what changed in you? What made you change? I know you came out and made the save. What changed in your mindset? Because I want to know, like, what goes on behind the scenes there, man. Like, what changed inside you, Roger?
It's definitely something that's been brewing for a while. I think, like, when I came to the realization, it's probably after the Staten Island Street fight, you know what I mean? Cause couldn't challenge for the tag titles anymore. That was the big stipulation of the street fight. And then at that point, it was just like, I remember I had a conversation with Joe, right? Okay. Joey B is my trainer. Joey B is the man that gave me opportunities. And Joe was just like, someone's got to step up. Someone's like, got to be the face of this. Someone's got to be the guy to take the lead and take the reins of this whole operation. And I knew I wanted that world title back for the longest. And I was just like, no, he's right. And like, the only way to do that is to get my hands on that world heavyweight championship. But I've grown, I've matured since the first time I've captured the world heavyweight title. I was 21 at the time. And I appreciated it. It was an honor to me. It was everything to me. But once I had it, I had backup. I had Jade. I had Max. I was running through opponents, running through challengers. Ran into the wall that was known as a Joey Ace, and I was just so overconfident and so full of myself at that point that I thought I was untouchable, right? Literally everything in the palm of my hand, just like that. I was like, what the hell is Joey Ace going to do? The steel cage? I'll whip his ass.
Yeah.
And all it took was 3 seconds, and like that, the crack of my fingers, it's all gone. And like, I've grown, I've matured from that, and I never took that title bring for granted, but I definitely learned a lot. I learned that I couldn't just be complacent. I couldn't just rely on the backup that I had at the time of the cause, or because I'm the champ, I'm so good, and like let it all get to my head, you know what I mean? And then after losing the tag titles, I realized that that was it. I don't want to say the right way, you know what I mean, but I had to take a different approach.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, man. I think you were humbled a little bit, you know. One second you have everything, everything's going the right way, and you know sometimes things need to change, whether it be your attitude, your partner. In this case, man, it's crazy. You mentioned Joey B does a great job over at Warriors of Wrestling. Talk to us a little bit about your relationship with Joey B. Obviously, your boss and trainer here. Tell us what Joey means to you.
I mean, without Joey B, there's no Roger Mendez. That's it. Point blank. Period. You know what I mean? I'm forever grateful for the opportunities that Joey B has given me at Warriors of Wrestling, because, you know, if Joey B didn't give me an opportunity, then I probably wouldn't be like living my dream at the scale that I am. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. Joey B has guided me. He's mentored me. He's taught me pretty much a majority of my moveset, and just taught me how to be a man too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where that conversation that I was referring to comes from. I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's good stuff, man. That's awesome to hear you have that kind of relationship. And, you know, like you said, maybe kind of, you know, was part of the reason you've changed your ways, man. I this is a two-part question. First, I want to ask you this, Roger. You know, I'm not Mr. Fantasy Booker over here. We try to stay away from that on the BCP. But I do got to ask you, man, especially at Warriors, man. We see a lot of talent come through those that locker room. You mentioned Homicide earlier. The Renegade Twins will be in action against the Vicious One and Jade. We've seen so many big names come through. It's amazing to see. The Kingdom was just there. The list goes on. It's so cool. I don't take it for granted when I see a lot of this AEW talent, worldwide national talent, in these locker rooms. Every time I'm back there doing interviews or commentary, whatever it is, it's so cool for me to work with them, but it's also so cool for you guys to step in the ring with them. These dream matches are possible. And especially now because you're in singles competition, who's someone that you want to work with, maybe from that AEW locker room, maybe on that national level, that within the realm of possibility? We've seen a lot of those legends coming through. Dreamer's been coming around a lot.
Yeah.
Who do you like to work with? Or many.
Before I get to that, I do want to refer to how you just said how Warriors of Wrestling brings in quality TV talent or names, if you will, and the opportunities given to the homegrown talent to step in there with them. You know what I mean? We just seen the Rise go with the Kingdom. Me and Max had Jimmy and his daughter, Jimmy Wang Yang. I got to go in there with Big Vito. I got to go in there with Nunzio. Me and Max got to go round for round with Serpentico. You know what I mean? So Warriors Wrestling definitely is the place for opportunity. And it's really nice knowing that if you work your ass off, you're really going to get that chance here. And as far as someone like on a national level, you know what I mean? He's currently like not on TV now, but you know, maybe like a Chavo Guerrero, maybe like a Matt Cardona, you know what I mean?
Cardona's around.
Cardona.
All right, Joey B, if you're watching this, man, we always like to manifest things here on the BCP. Not fantasy book, but manifest. So Matt Cardona, shout out Matt in the Last Match Musical. Got to shout those guys out for something very different in the world of wrestling. Shameless promo. Roger, got to ask you this, man. Now, within the realm of Warriors, you fought a lot of people there. Is there anyone there that you haven't gone one-on-one with? Because I know you've been doing a lot of the tag stuff more recently. Now you're more of a singles guy. I know you were before as well. Is there anyone that you want to work with in Warriors that you haven't worked with yet?
You know, it's hard because like I want that world title back. So, you know, like I'm like tunnel focused on like a rematch for Carter, get back that world heavyweight championship. But even then, you know, like the world title scene for the rest of the year is looking like it's going to be stacked. You got an Ocasio in there. You got a Marconi in there.
Scary guys.
See, I don't even know if Marconi is like in there, but you know, if he runs through the Kingsman, you know, who's to say?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? After swatting them all like flies at the last show.
Yeah, it's wild. I think that's a very fair point. And I got to shout out TJ because he's a guy who's held a lot of the gold here in the Northeast, man. And I always say at every show, I don't know what TJ Marconi we're going to get, man. He's always in rare form. Sometimes he's in a good mood. Sometimes he's in a bad mood. Sometimes he just runs through people. When he caught Justin Adams in that one hand chokes, you know, usually they go down. I went nuts for that. And then, of course, the Kingsman jumped him. I'm getting all hot. Sorry, Roger. Don't want to get into that right now.
Yeah, he swatted them all around like flies. Like, who's to say what the future is for any of the divisions? You know what I mean? If you look at the product that Warriors of Wrestling is putting out, looking at the results, looking at the talent that we have, the divisions are looking to shape up quite nicely for the rest of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People could definitely be doing stuff.
You got a great roster there, guys. Again, check out Warriors of Wrestling. Roger, I got to ask you this one, man. You mentioned that tunnel vision. You mentioned going right back for that world championship, man, which I respect, but I don't think it's lost on you the task at hand here. So I'm an X's and O's guy, man. I'm an analytics guy. Say you do get the win over Max, and who knows what Max has got up his sleeve, man. You do get that tap on the shoulder because you're going to have to work your way back up. In some people's minds, you might be at the back of the line. That being said,
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can see that.
But
you said, you bring up analytics, like, all right, New Breed, number one contender. I get screwed over. I lose the match. Theoretically, you would think I'd go to the back of the line, right?
Sure.
But since this is the hottest thing going without Hostile Takeover, it's up here, okay, right? So if I come out the victor, I get to skip a couple spots in the line, and then you bring the fact that I am the youngest World Heavyweight Champion, which carries a lot of weight. Woo! Skip the line, go right back to the top, run through Carter, smack him around like a little bitch he is. 1, 2, 3, new champion. Wow. That youngest World Heavyweight Champion, that holds weight, man. That's like a boom right there.
Well, I'll use the word confident. You seem very confident this time around.
It's still in me. It's still in me.
It's still there. Yeah,
I still have the confidence. I still have it all going for me. I'm telling you, bro, I'm the youngest World Heavyweight Champion, former tag team champion. And if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty,
please.
I'm the first ever like homegrown student to win the world title and then get my hands on a tag title. I'm one title away from a grand slam at Warriors of Wrestling. Come on. Ooh. How many guys in the roster can say that? Especially if my first title being the world title. I skipped the line, and everyone else in that roster, they could feel whatever way they want to feel about it. But at the end of the day, you're not Roger Mendez, and that's why you're there and I'm here. You know what I mean?
Noted. Very, very interesting that you say that, that grand slam. Now that this would be the No Limits Championship, I guess you're talking about.
Sure.
Tony Page, right?
Yeah, who gives a shit? Yeah.
Wow. Oh, it's like that. Okay. I'll leave it at that. I do want to ask you this, Roger. Last thing about the heavyweight title, man, because I know you have that tunnel vision. Say you do beat Max Bane, right? You're going against Darius Carter. You even said it, man. You're like, and again, you have to get there first, but you have to work your way back. But you knew that Nasir was gonna get involved, man. You knew it. Even I said, oh, I'm not surprised, you know, not my first rodeo. Is there some sort of insurance policy for Roger Mendez? Because there is no more Max Payne.
I don't know if I want to go back to having like the in quote unquote insurance policy. Yeah, it'd be the smartest thing to do. But I feel
fool
like
me once. Yeah.
Yeah, but fool me once. Yeah, definitely that thing. But in terms of like, that's kind of what brought my downfall with my original title run, right? Like Fair enough. I have the insurance policy. I have the backup. It was essentially 3 versus 1. What is he going to do? And, you know, one by one, people get complacent or whatever. And at that time, I failed to see the bigger picture. I underestimated. And you know what I mean? I feel like having that insurance policy kind of makes you overconfident where it could be a detriment to your results. You know what I mean? And I just feel like with the way things are going for me, I feel like I have to take matters into my own hands. I can't just, like, expect help. Like, I have to take them into my own hands. I have to do it myself. And I'm not saying it's going to be an easy journey. It's not going to be an easy process. You know what I mean? I think if I have to go through hell and back to get to that World Heavyweight Championship, then I'm going to do it. And if I'm at the gates of hell right now with Max Bane, who's probably going to bring some level of insanity that I probably have never seen before.
Yep.
I know him well. He's very unpredictable. The kid's insane, sadistic in the head. You know what I mean? If this is one of the tests that I have to go through, then so be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Very well said, man, and I agree with you. I always say, Max, something about him, man. He's got a couple screws loose, man. He's not afraid to do something crazy. Just be careful in the ring there, Roger. Just a few more questions for you, Roger. I want to be respectful of your time, man, but I got to ask this one, man. We're seeing a lot of those people that you work with, man. A lot of people here in the Northeast getting that proverbial tap on the shoulder. They're getting those AEW darts, those PWI 150s, man. Is that a short-term goal for you? What are the goals for Roger Mendez, short and long-term, moving forward?
Definitely like one of the main things to do on my to-do list. You know what I mean? I'm very honored and privileged that I got the opportunity to go at Arthur Ashe. You know what I mean? So
that's right. Yes, that's right. I was there. Yes.
I know.
Congratulations on that. Yes.
Thank you. I was like. definitely to do it again.
Yeah. And did you have a good experience at AEW?
Oh, it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. And that's why I love y'all having this opportunity, man. And Roger, I see if you keep the good attitude, man, a little less cocky, a little more confident, you seem a little bit older, a little bit wiser, man, I will call your match right down the middle. But before we get out of here, Roger, you know, the stage is yours, man. I'm sure he's going to be watching, man. Anything you have to say directly to Max last time before your match this Saturday?
No, I hope you're watching, Max. I hope you're watching. And I hope every word I said pisses you off, because I hope you come in at 100%. If you don't come in at 100%, I'm going to show you exactly why I am the guy at Warriors of Wrestling, why I am the franchise, why I am the best homegrown talent this place has ever freaking produced. Okay? It's time to see if you can even hang with the top guys in Warriors of Wrestling. I'm not there to tag in. You're not going to get saved by me anymore. Wow. All right? And if you don't bring your best, I will bring you to school. I will show you why the level you're at is not the level I'm at. There's levels to this. All right? And let this be a learning experience for you. Because when you're laying there regretting the shitty decisions that you made, you're probably going to realize Roger Mendez is always number one.
Wow. I mean, you guys just sold me on that match right then and there, Roger. I got to wish you the best of luck. But before we get out of here, we are all about that shameless self-promotion here on the BCP. Tell everyone where they can follow you, get the merch, get the 8x10s, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I got a pro wrestling tee store coming soon. Give it a day or something. There's like a bunch of like, have to get approved, yada, yada.
Yep.
So that's almost set up. Instagram, at the Roger Mendez _, Twitter, at Roger Mendez WOW, because I love Warriors of Wrestling. Facebook, Roger Mendez. Subscribe to Warriors of Wrestling on all social media platforms, man. Come to the show, watch. You know what I mean?
Love it, man. Roger.
Subscribe to the Bob Culture Podcast,
yeah,
too.
There you go. My God, that's what we want to hear. Shameless promo. I appreciate that. You're my new favorite at Warriors, other than Vicious League. You're my new favorite over at Warriors. Roger, thank you so much, man, for making the time. I'm glad we got to talk about you, this matchup, man. Thank you for making the time. Continued success. You move forward, my man. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for the opportunity, man. I'll see you around.
Anytime, bro. Guys, again, Warriors of Wrestling this Saturday, Hostile Takeover over at Fun Station, Staten Island, New York. Get your tickets now. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.
We out.
Hello. I'd like to welcome you to paradise.